Bonfield has a new event for you all, and spoiler alert, it involves a fiddle and art in the park. Celebrate the Arts is a brand new initiative organized by Bonfield's Recreation and Fitness Committee, with support from a grant from the Ontario Arts Council. A night of music is planned for this Friday, February 7th at 7 p.m. at the Bonfield Community Center. Don't be late, because the event is over at 8:30. Cassandra Klooster, Bonfield's office clerk, and an organizer of the event emphasized, the Recreation and Fitness Committee is thrilled to introduce Celebrate the Arts, a brand new event celebrating Bonfield's cultural diversity, heritage and historical significance. Friday's entertainment will be brought to you by Rendezvous, a Franco-Métis folk group, founded by Rodney Mayor and Elder Richard Mayor of the Métis families of Nipissing. Klooster noted, the group blends cultural stories, teachings, dance and various percussive instruments into their songs. On top of the performances of Métis, Irish, and French songs, there will also be an opportunity to learn some traditional dances from the band members. And yes, there will be a fiddle involved. As for the Art in the Park component of Bonfield's cultural plans, that's coming in the spring. However, the township is taking applications now for its Art in the Park plans. The idea is to feature arts installations throughout Kaibiskang Park this spring. Again, the theme should reflect and celebrate Bonfield's cultural heritage, while looking towards the future of the township. If any artists feel like their work could fit that vision, and their pieces could withstand the elements, reach out to the township office at officeclerk@bonfieldtownship.com.as for Friday's Celebrate the Arts show. Tickets are $10 and can be bought at the door. Or you can pick those up in advance at Kess Alliance, or by stopping by the township office at 365 Highway 531, Bonfield. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Bay Today, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.